write an update saying that nothing's changed from the RPM's soil report.
Okay.
And then from there, it should be good.
Thanks for reaching out.
Tammy, have you heard from Natalie?
Natalie's.
Kayla, I know, wasn't here for the garden thing, so I don't know. Kayla wasn't here for the garden.
Oh, yeah, they canceled it.
Oh,
yeah.
She's here.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's right. Let's see if I still have Kayla's number.
You still have your other phone?
I'm not sure. Oh, is this her?
Hey,
say hi.
That's right, yeah.
Good, how are you?
Good, how's Scotty?
Good.
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 That
good.
Was super good to
use.
Don't pay.
Yeah,
how are you?
Do you have
her? Yeah, she actually texted me like 10 minutes ago.
She's on the way.
I'm trying to find her. Yeah, just be a couple minutes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming out. We'll be starting in just a few minutes. We have another board member on their way.
Better save her number. I only know it's her because she had 297 on her.
Is that?
For the long months, yeah. She was able to get it on her cell phone.
Yes.
Over the city is 293. On this side? 293.
Hi, Mike.
I'm trying to get this. Just where he had his house, I think that's like 35.
Are you trying to get all of it? Or?
Well, I really want to get the stuff that's right behind my house.
Right.
But then I thought, I talked to Trey, you know, well, what's
there's
that?
So many liens, I just want to do that one.
So I was like, so I offered him $8,000 for the lot after I saw it. Just looking on the county's website, I think there's already grand going to public services. How about if I give you $1,000 for the whole thing?
She said she's running a few minutes. And then,
don't you think the town board should provide
it? Yeah, the whole situation's kind of pretty crazy. I know they put it up for auction a couple years ago.
Right.
It was all or nothing.
And when we moved in, see, the property was for sale behind us, but then after we were there like a month, it came off the market. Someone paid off a lot of taxes. I don't know if it was Todd or whoever, but now it's all back up.
And we got back to Todd.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the Donna email. I didn't know about anybody else, so.
Show us a nasty
phone. Yeah, I tried calling her before I came out here, too.
So can Mark get some of those leads?
What's that?
I'm trying to buy this old trashed property behind me.
Okay.
Anyway, there's so many liens from Clark County taxes and cleanup and this and that. Like,
what happens when
the property's maybe $20,000 to $30,000 a lot. There's at least $30,000 in the lien.
She got her first one.
September? Okay. And oh, okay.
They have boosters now, they have okay. this, and they give you for free. Okay. And they shouldn't be quarterbacks anymore.
This is going to be go live. This is a draft. Tomorrow. Monday. It's for the grain local businesses.
I just have to have less than 2 million.
Is that going to go out in like a newsletter?
You know, it'll probably go out like a glass and like
yeah.
social media and stuff.
Cool. Yeah, I'll get that to the local businesses. Very much that
yeah. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. Welcome to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting, October 15th, 2025, 6 p.m. And just as a reminder, we will record the meeting tonight with this little camera over here, put it on YouTube, and that should be online in the next day or two. Just search for Searchlight Tab on YouTube. Also on the Clark County website, there should be a recording of the audio as well. For the agenda tonight, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are then forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, the PC, for final action. Please turn off all cell phones and electronic devices or put them on mute. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with disabilities may be made by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is available also on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlighttab. Board members, James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McGinnis, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers, Secretary Tammy Harris, County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. The meeting is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag and the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
all right, roll call. James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter is not present. Kayla McInnes.
Here.
Donna Moore, not present. Kyle Myers.
Present.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address. Spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. First item, approval of minutes for September 10th, 2025. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Kayla, Guinness. Yep, go ahead, Kyle seconds.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No opposed. Approval of the agenda for October 15, 2025. Hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve of the agenda for October 15th, 2025.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No opposed. Motion passed. Informational items for this evening. Receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz regarding the annual vaccination clinic scheduled for Saturday, November 15th, 2025, and other updates from Clark County.
Perfect. Thank you, Chair. We have some flyers in the back. It's going to be our annual vaccination clinic. It's going to be Saturday, November 15th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the fire station. I know there's a new ordinance with Clark County for microchipping for pets. The Animal Foundation will have microchips, so if your pet doesn't have one, they'll definitely be able to give them one. What they do is they kind of check them all when they come in to see if they have a chip, and then they can put a microchip in. And the biggest thing with the microchips is, once you get one, please make sure you register it, because that's some of our biggest problems. People get microchips and they don't register them, and the dog can't be relocated. So we're really looking forward to it. I want to thank the fire station, as always, for providing our hospitality there. We're going to have a character artist, hopefully, that'll be there that'll be able to draw some pictures of the owners and their pets while they're waiting in line. So we're looking forward to it. Hopefully, it'll be good weather, but we'll make it manage and make it work. So that's my first update. The second update, many of you might have received a letter in the mail from Public Services. A lot of them got returned, so we do have some of the information in the back. So I know we have the dump here, and they usually had hours that they could open it up. But starting November 1st, the dump off area will only be open the first Saturday of every month. So I believe it was open more, and that'll be from 9 a.m. to 1. However, what Public Services, we talked to them, Commissioner Knapp tonight, is that they bulk trash pickup every week. So you don't really have to even go to the dump. You can just put it next to your bins. There's a lot of good information back here that shows like what can be picked up. It's gotta be under 50 pounds and under 6 feet in length and doesn't fit in the cart. If you do like palm fronds, you kind of gotta tie them up together. But we've got a lot of good information back there that kind of shows you what you can do. It's going to be, some people might have just their habit of just going to the dump more frequently. This is a little easy. You can just do it right by your bin and maybe your trash pickup. And then it is still open one day of the week. So there is also a sign. This sign is on the dump. So if you have any question, Stephen DeStefano is available. And he can be called at 702-280-0014. And he can answer any questions. So if you have concerns of maybe something you think is too big or something that you want to bring to the dump, he can work with you. And like always, if you have any questions, just let our office know. We're more than happy to assist and help with that. So I'm also going to share this information with Kyle, and he'll be able to put these flyers on social media. So
and the community would be able to see that as well. One other thing that is kind of hot off of the press, so Commissioner Naft has been working with our Community Economic Development Department. We're going to distribute $250,000 in small business grants. And it's about $25,000 for each business, and that's kind of to do facade improvements or any kind of real improvements to local small businesses. There is some stipulations, so to qualify, it has to be a small business and commercial property, and it has to be District A, which certainly is all in District A. So this isn't for all of Clark County, it's only for District A, and you have to have less than $2 million in annual gross or lease revenue and be in good standing with Clark County with no unpaid taxes. Small business must have a valid Clark County business license and 20 or fewer full-time employees. And applicants are required to provide documentation such as project plans and stuff like that. We'll be pushing out some information on this. It should hopefully tomorrow, but maybe Monday it'll come out. So if you know any small businesses that would like some help, we're more than happy to have them fill the application. It is first come, first serve. So get your applications in. This is our first round of doing it. We're hoping we get a really good response so we can use more community development dollars. So we'll have more information on that. And then for the last portion of my update, I'm going to invite up Michelle Brown to do a quick announcement for me. And she's going to join us at the podium. So thank you.
Michelle Brown, Searchlight Betterment Organization. Several years ago, I sat in front of a committee that was asking me a whole bunch of questions. And one of the questions that they asked me was, do you think that everyone in this room is a good Samaritan? You all know me, so I don't think a lot before I speak. So my immediate answer was no. So they asked me why, and I'm going to tell you what I said. We all know that people do good deeds, but they're not always just to do good deeds. They're to further their careers, get public notice, or to fit an agenda to better themselves in the eyes of the community. It's a very few and far between when you run across a true good Samaritan, one who gives freely of their time, their resources, and their energy without ever asking for anything in return. This evening, the Searchlight Betterment Organization would like to thank one good Samaritan. This person has been instrumental in setting up the transportation from Searchlight to Las Vegas and Laughlin for our residents that don't have vehicles. Has supplied transportation, driving skills, and lots of patience to take our teenagers to go shopping at Christmas time down in Bullhead. And she has made sure our young children get on a bus and go shop with a cop. These are all things that Searchlight's kids never got to do before, so it's really a big deal. And then she decorates a bus every year and comes up here for Halloween so the kids can have a haunted bus. And she's also was very instrumental in starting the CERT team here in Searchlight, which is the Community Emergency Response Team, which of course is coming up in December. Y'all have to go. All of this is on top of the many things and events that she does down in Laughlin also. So that in itself is a milestone, and you add on that she isn't even a resident of Searchlight, and you have a very special person. There's no way that our community can show her how much we appreciate all that she has done. We just hope that when she leaves, she'll think of us from time to time with a smile when she starts her new journey. We're going to miss her tremendously. So with no further ado, the Searchlight Betterment Organization would like to present a token of our appreciation from someone I'm proud to call my friend, Miss Sue Bishop.
Thank you.
We have one more presentation, and I really want to thank the board for putting up with us, so hold on just...
We had the surprise soon, so we have a very special time.
So, on behalf of Green Elementary School, I'm Tracy Gitchfree, I'm the principal there. Our students wanted to also thank you for all the support that you've given us.
Next agenda item, informational item, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Good evening. I'm Officer Schulman with Metro. It's S-C-H-E-L-I-N. We got the new shirt, so my name is S-M-K. It's hard to follow Sue. That was great. She helps us a lot. She touched on it a little bit. We do have an incident working in Laughlin right now where SWAT had come down, and she didn't hesitate, her and her team didn't hesitate to bring the bus down just in case we needed to make some evacuations. Anyways, for the report from Metro this month, September, calls for service up here went up a little bit, almost 90%, 37 calls for service. Eight of those were at Terrible's, and most of the ones at Terrible's were like people passing through. So we had six citations for the month of September. My partner's over at MHP, do a fantastic job of helping out with traffic. A couple other things that I would like to just bring to the attention of Searchlight. it came to our attention that somebody, a community member in Searchlight, was taking down some of our National Lighthouse signs, that posters that we put up. We had kind of a smaller attendance than we would have liked to, so just remember, if you do have those signs up, it is to help bring the community together and have a good time together as a community. We do have a couple events coming up. The 31st is the Searchlight Trunk or Treat, from 5:30 to 7, so we will be here supporting that trunk or treat as well. And then just to kind of mark your calendar, I want to say they're trying to work on getting transportation and some kids from Searchlight down to participate in this as well. But on December 20th, which is a Saturday, Renee has put together this fantastic Laughlin Winter Wonderland that's going to be held at the marina. Hoping to have a really great turnout from the community of Laughlin, and if Searchlight residents are able to participate. Her vision of it is to do like a little miniature opportunity village, if you are familiar with that. I'm in Las Vegas. Just a real miniature version of that where you can walk through like a little forest and have a nice holiday scenario. So just mark that off, some more information on that. I don't have the exact times for that, but more information will come out next week. That's all I have for now. Any questions? Yes, ma'am. It's real important when physical threats to life are being made, make sure you call the police. Just seems so often people are hesitant to call us. Don't be afraid to call the police.
We call.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
What do you mean nothing happens? So officers don't
respond. It takes hours. Or they don't. Nobody shows up.
So if there's an
this
active,
happens daily.
If there's an active threat to life, call 911.
Can I shoot first?
I'm not even going to respond.
There's a guy running around right now named Michael Howard.
Okay.
He had a bad incident with some people on Saturday. And he went into the rebel, he went into terribles, and threatened to kill people. And I notified somebody, and nothing's happened.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
I think one of the main points that's trying to be made is whenever there's a serious call, the response is not, or it takes hours. But if there's a function at the park, there'll be 12 or 15 Metro show up out here to be in a photo session for an event going on. Otherwise, you can't get them. But yep. We have a dozen of them living here.
You don't anymore. You have a couple.
That's the point.
But my thing is, in today's society, I see on TV every day where some idiot, crazy person is walking and shot everybody up. Okay? And there were signs, as you know, that this person should be killed for. Well, we're seeing some of these people in our town, and it's like it's even more. So,
yeah, we were. She's right, and we were on lockdown in that bar about 2 hours because they didn't want us going out because Jonathan was walking around town with machetes and threatened his mother.
The police.
You did.
It's not me.
Well, I mean, Metro responded.
And they came in and they locked all doors to both the store and and then they came back and opened the chutes where we could get out.
Like I said, I'm not aware of that incident.
I was told that they didn't arrest him because detectives had to now get involved. That you guys, your street Metro people, couldn't do anything, didn't have authority to arrest him. They had to wait for detectives. And then he's gone now. And
like
he will
said,
be back, trust me.
Like I said, I can't comment on
when that. When that report was called in, did you ever get a report number?
No.
They never gave him. This was called in the business for two assaults, two warrants were issued in Pennsylvania. No report. Probably didn't show up here because no report was ever given, report number. And we've been told over and over and over and over, get a case number. Well, it seems like Metro is not on a voluntary basis for a number unless you force them to get one. There was no report number issued to that as far as you know.
Well, there's an event number on every single call we go to, so if you ask for an event number, they should give you one.
Were you given any number?
They should give it to you. Now, you have to specifically ask. We're not just going to hand out event numbers.
So, can you check and see if there's an event number on that incident?
I can check, of course.
Okay.
So, all I can say on that whole instance is you do have to remember you do live in a rural town with the sheriff's department, right? Metro is the sheriff's department, and you have limited resources.
But there's 12 people that live
there. There are not. And we have days off and time off that we spend with our families. So, we are not always with them, right? There's about 5 people that live in Search Lane, and the rest live down in Martha. But again, I'm allowed to have my time off. I'm 3 days off. I'm not expected to show up any second.
We were told by the lieutenant there was an emergency going on. If they didn't have somebody in town, they would have somebody to send out and get them to come up.
100%. You're absolutely right with that. If there is a true emergency, then that is the way it's supposed to happen. So if that's not being handled that way, then I would suggest that you reach out to the lieutenant and have a conversation.
That night kind of scared me, and I get off my gate that I did when we get home because they didn't know where he was at, and I knew he was in the hospital. And I don't like that feeling of having to worry about it, where there's somebody that's going to go crazy.
100%. I completely understand what you're telling me. I will pass it on to the lieutenant.
Questions from the board? Thank you.
Thank you.
You talked about the Wonderland.
Yes.
Silver Riders can be pitching in to take the kids.
Okay, perfect.
So I just want to let you guys know. Mm-hmm. Make sure the kids get down there to have some fun.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activities and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Good evening. My name is Trooper One Morris. I'm filling in for Sergeant Waller. That is spelled J-U-A-R-E-Z. So for the month of September 2025, the NHP Laughlin and Searchlight team, we conducted 269 traffic stops, 188 citations, 9 total crashes with 1 being a fatal, 0 arrests, and 357 total contacts. Any questions for
me? Questions from the public, from the board?
No, you guys don't have as much questions for like Metro?
No, I was not. I'm going to have more questions. The other night, I had a customer come in. She was very frantic. She'd been coming in from Vegas, and the wind had been blowing really bad. So all the cones and stuff were flying all over. this was Monday night, and she hit a bunch of them, and a couple of them had hit her car.
So that was a crash.
Okay, so I called 311, and they put me through to NHP. Is that who I need to contact when stuff is flying on the highway, or who do I call? It was 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, so it's 10 o'clock at night. I would definitely call 911, 311.
Okay.
If it's in the travel lanes, then it's a hazard.
Okay. Because there was, from what I understood, other customers were going into the store saying that they were scared because all this stuff was flying all over. So I didn't know who to contact.
Yeah, so I would call
911. Okay. That's what they did.
I sent the contractors out, which would be Las Vegas, maybe.
That, I tried
to call. There's a number on there as well on the phones.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Melissa Vandruff with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Melissa Vandruff, V-A-N-D-R-U-F-F. For the month of September, we processed 62 civil citations, two civil criminal citations. We had two TPOs processed, and then 34 traffic misdemeanors processed. Any questions?
Questions from the public? From the board, any questions? Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. Their representative is not here this night, this evening, but there is a. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this.
I'll stand on my toes. So
yeah, just rewind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Aaron Gamble, GAMBLD, Las Vegas Valley Water District. We didn't have any leaks or breaks to report for last month. Water usage in September of 2025 this year was 4.48 million gallons. When compared to our water use in September 2024, which was 4.2, we see a slight increase of about 280,000 gallons. I will say NDOT has picked up work. They've been using a lot more water, so we think that that's probably why we're seeing a slight increase. I was really hoping to be able to report like, hey, this is how much water we lost from that break last month. Because of that increase in NDOT and for some of the other projects that are happening here, it's almost impossible for us to figure that out. But it is a reduction. This last month was a reduction in the amount of water used from last month. So that's it. That's all I have. Anybody has any questions?
Any questions from the board? From the public? Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. And I don't see any report or a representative this evening. Next informational item, receive a report from Kelly Lear, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming events. She is not here this evening. Take that, read that report. It's quite lengthy, but go ahead.
I think I can do it.
All right.
All right, Surfside Town Advisory Board meeting, extension report. We are still hosting curriculum for 4-H here in the community center and in the library through early December. Devin is teaching Steeman through the seasons on Wednesdays for K through 2 and third through fifth graders as a supplemental science class in Reed Elementary School. She also offers 4-H Fridays here for that age group with lessons, activities, and snacks revolving around crazy chemistry creations. The teen scene continues to meet on Fridays as well from 3 to 4 p.m. We have explored sewing, chemistry, geocaching, backyard games, and team building activities. We collaborate with Endow next week to take the older kids kayaking. Space is limited, so signups are required. Email Kelly Lure unr.edu to get your junior high or high school student on the list. First Lego Robotics has a second workshop this Saturday where our one Searchlight kid and three Golden Valley kids will scrimmage other teams and learn how to compete for the formal competition in November. They meet on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. and Fridays from 4 to 5 p.m. through the next 2 months. We host a shooting sports club the first Saturday of the month at the Old Range from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We touched on archery in September and learned about air rifles this last Saturday. Space and equipment is limited for this as well, so flyers with a QR code to register will be in the back. The kids are enjoying this club. The new October Healthy Aging and Living newsletter is on the back table. Last month, it was announced that I have been gifted curriculum involving a C2 supper 6-week course that I'd like to implement in Searchlight. Now I am being trained as a bingo size instructor. Both of these curriculums would be ideal at the senior center or here in the community center. I'd like to look at offering these beginning in the spring. Our Outdoor Nevada event begins this Friday on October 17th at Pyramid Canyon Park in Laughlin, as the Davis Dam officials are not confident that the elevator will work properly. So we will be touring the facility in January when they rectify the problem. If there are Searchlight kids interested in attending our park activity on the teacher in service day this week, Devin and I can likely swing by and pick them up on our way through. We have 2 spots in the truck. Kelly has radon kits available to check out. Contact her office and she will get one to you in the upcoming weeks. It is a new gadget that plugs into an outlet. It is borrowed for up to 2 weeks and returned once the readings have been documented. That's it.
Thank you, Kyle, for reading that. Next informational item, receive a report from Michael Chapman with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Hi, I'm Michael Chapman, the library assistant, and we've got all kinds of things going on this month for the next 3 weeks, Thursday through Saturday, so what I'm going to do is skip ahead to things that are happening between November 1st and the next time we have a town council meeting. So we're not open on Friday the 31st for Nevada Day or on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. We have on Saturday, November 1st, a genealogy expert coming to the library at noon, so you can learn about your family history. They've been to the library a couple of times, and it's a pretty fascinating thing to be able to experience if you've never done that before. We have Easy Does It Yoga, which is chair yoga. We have that this past Saturday. We've had about 4 people coming to that each time. She's been here twice now. She'll be here on Saturday, the 13th of December, and Saturday, the 28th of February. It's a 1-hour class and it starts at 11:30. Tyler, the branch manager, has been working really hard as the chairperson for an anime fest that's going to be held at the Sahara West Library. This is geared at teens in grades 6 through 12, and it's a huge event that they have up there in the Sahara West Library, and that's on Saturday, November 8th. And then for those who want to plan way, way ahead into the future, it's a tentative date, but we'll see if we can lock it down. But Friday, June 12th, that'll be at the Searchlight Park. That's the tentative date for our huge summer-wide celebration that we've had for the past few years.
Any questions, comments from the public, the board? Next item, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Hello, Bronson Leon with Parks and Recreation, WON. Just to give the statistics for September, with Searchlight, we had 6 programs with 310 visits. For future events that we have going on, we have the Halloween Slime Lab on October 22nd at the Searchlight Youth Center, which will have games, candy, root beer floats for the kids as well. Someone has been hired for the recreation assistant position at the youth center and the Slim Kidwell Center down in Calamari. They're currently in training progress. November 4th is when we're going to start the search at Open Rec. It'll be open on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we'll transition from Monday through Thursday, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then Cal Navari will be open next week, Monday through Thursday, 12:30 through 2:30 p.m. As well as we will also be closed on Nevada Day, October 31st, and Veterans Day.
All right, Ross. Any questions from the public? Comments from the board?
Yes. Bronson, so it starts Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., starting on November 4th?
Yes.
Do you guys have a date for the full week yet, or?
No. So the person that we hired hasn't had experience with kids before, so we're going to ease them into it. And as they get more experience, we're going to open it up through the Monday through Thursday as our permission goes.
Thank you.
Their first day with the kids is going to be on the October 22nd event, and they're going to get to know them and get to meet them and everything. And then after they get more used to them, they're going to have get used to programming with the kids. We're going to open it up the whole week.
Okay, great.
Not Friday, but Monday.
Gotcha. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Bronson. Next informational item, received report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
The only thing I have to report this month is obviously the Searchlight Cottonwood Cove Trail sidewalks have begun construction. They began on October 6th. The work is expected to be completed by December 4th, 2025. Working hours will generally be Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. All traffic lanes will be open on Cottonwood Cove Road. There will be a road shoulder closure along the north side of Cottonwood Cove Road from Washington Street to Michael Wendell Way. No access will be restricted on Michael Wendell Way. For construction concerns, contact Clark County Public Works Construction Project Team, CAT, I'm not going to say this right, CAT Mancini. At 702-249-7144 or Lynette. Lynette Wachtowicz at 702-249-7158. And for any general questions or concerns, please contact Clark County Public Works at 702-455-6000 or via email in the works at clarkcountynv.gov or submit a request through the Fix It Clark County app. And that's all I have for my report.
All right, thank you, Kyle. And any questions, comments from the public on this issue? Board? All right, thank you, Kyle. Moving on to general business items, review and finalize the fiscal year 26 budget request for possible action. Tammy, do we vote on this tonight as is? Okay. All right. And do I have a motion to approve these fiscal year 2026 capital budget request?
I have no concerns and I'd like to go ahead and make the motion to approve the 2026 fiscal year capital budget request.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed? Motion passed. Next general business item, nominate a representative and an alternate to serve on the Community Development Advisory Committee, CDAC. Take any action deemed appropriate. Do we have somebody already in mind on this or any? Yes, go ahead, Michelle.
Michelle Brown, 245 East Gavilan Street. As far as CDAC is concerned for our area, I see absolutely no reason for anybody to go unless there is something that is specific for rural. We have so, I've been doing CDAC for about 6 years, so when you go there, there are not just a few people. There are about 40 people representing all of Las Vegas area. When you submit a plan and ask for grant money, 90% of the time, it is going to go to a Las Vegas area, only because the way that it is looked at through all the eyes of the people there, Searchlight has 300 and whatever people. That's what the census says. When you're looking at a community in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, any place else, you're talking thousands of people. They're going to put the money where it will do the most good. And unfortunately, they don't feel that it will come here. So we have not had anything submitted for years. I think it's been 4 or 5 years since anything has even been submitted for Searchlight area. So I just don't see the reasoning to go to all those meetings in town. They did do Zoom last year, but they may go back to having to drive all the way into Vegas to Pinto Lane at night to attend these meetings. And I just don't think that we should have to do that.
Mark, any comments on that?
No, I definitely understand the concern from Michelle, and I know she's done a lot. I know CDI has a lot of people in it, so it kind of makes it very hard. And truthfully, the amount of money that they have is so small that like it turns into pennies sometimes. And that's why I know working with Kyle and Michelle at the SBO, like, we looked at a lot of other opportunities in Clark County of like community development dollars or other outside grants that we can kind of like focus our energy on. So I definitely agree with that. I think we can look at the option of someone wants to do it, maybe doing the virtual. We can always bring that forward, because I know it is a lot of commitment, and we even hear from the people in Las Vegas too, because they feel the same way, that they're fighting with each other, and like it's wonderful program. It's really good. It does good things. What happens when you have so many people, you really can't impact that many programs. So they kind of, it does feel sometimes selective, but it's really just to make sure they get the most bang for their buck, unfortunately.
And just to add what Mark was saying as well, the rural areas are actually only eligible once every 5 years. So every time we do send somebody out there, outside of those 5 years, it's all for Las Vegas or other areas of the counties. Projects. I know Laughlin was approved a few years ago, and then there was some drama there getting the project completed. So even you know, the bigger rural areas like Laughlin see a lot of issues with the CDEC, and it's a great program. I'm not saying anything negative about the program in general. I just don't think it's a very good fit for us. So. Now, with that being said, I'm not sure if we'll have someone to nominate tonight.
Can we, because we're not a full board, maybe hold this for the next meeting and get input from the other board members?
Is there a deadline to have the appointees?
Yeah, they're hoping to get it. They wanted to do it before this meeting. I told them this was our next meeting that we're gonna have. It would be nice to have somebody, but I think if no one is willing to do it, then we'll share that with them. I don't know. We wanna do like,
excuse me.
Yeah, we could do this right where we could say, at this time, make no nominations, or we'd like to consider it in November. I know with CDEC too, and I know Michelle can mention this, it kind of goes, it's long, but it goes really fast. Like, it's a very short window. I think it starts in like March, I want to say, and they go to like June or something. It's very short but long, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I participated twice as well, and I'm just not able to do it myself this next coming round. So, I guess we could hold, or if there's anybody here who'd like to possibly like to be nominated for.
It's interesting to go one time and see how the whole grant thing goes about. So, if you know anybody that
wants to go just to learn how monies are spent through the county, through outside organization. These people are not county employees. They are just like you guys. So it's interesting to go.
It's all volunteer, different representatives, just like we're discussing tonight, other areas of the county nominate folks to go as well, and then everyone gets there and kind of discusses their projects and makes their pitch for what they want to support. So, I mean, if there's anybody interested.
Perfect. And I'll say, like, please let us know if you're interested. I'm okay with going forward with, I will let the Norwegian know volunteers this evening, and if we're able to put it on the next agenda, or if they're just going to start the process and then we can just revisit it. So I'm okay with that, the town board is okay with that, and the community is as well. I don't really feel like we're silencing them or tearing away their voice, but I will bring that forward and then see how it works with their deadline.
I'm absolutely okay with that.
Okay. And if there's people watching, I know we have people watching the recording later. Let us know, reach out to Mark Moskowitz or myself or any board members, and we can pass that information along as well. So do I need to take any action on this item?
Yes, I think we probably just want to make a motion since we have no volunteers at this time, but we're looking at putting it on the November.
Motion to hold.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and make the motion that we hold this item for our November meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
No opposed? Thank you. Motion passed. Next agenda item, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address. Spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by a majority vote. Any comments from the public? Yes.
Michelle Brown, Searchlight Betterment Organization. Halloween night, October 31st, we're going to have the trunk or treat, and there is going to be a chili cook-off. So if you want to participate, please do. We're going to line up along Lincoln Street, and if there are lots of people like there were last year, we'll go down Hill Street and in Sonatas. So there'll be a bonfire, lots of fun. Everybody has a good time after the kids go away. So come out and join us for the evening.
And Michelle, Commissioner Knapp's office will be donating some candy to you, so you shouldn't run out.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments, announcements to make? I do have a couple here. November 1st in the afternoon, 1 to 4:30 or so, there will be a community drum circle at Avequa May, and it's outdoors. I'll be leading that. If there's poor weather, cold, we'll bring that into the bunkhouse out there. Again, that's November 1st. At Walking Box Ranch Community Drum Circle. Then also on November 5th, there's a meeting here, a public hearing on November 5th with BLM regarding Equinox Mine. They're going to be putting in a new water line and some transmission lines up through the same road that Walking Box Ranch has there. And there's just a public meeting for discussion. If you'd like to attend that, that's 5 to 7 here at the community center. And that's all I have. No other discussion? Okay. Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay. All in agreement?
Aye. Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Ready.
Everybody in first class.